dry.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to do out there today. I mean, boy, it is pouring down rain, and it's been coming down for a while now. Well, I want to talk about the workshop that you have coming up tomorrow. It is the Picture in the Storage Cloud workshop, and I know there's a lot to be gained. There are a lot of interesting things will be discussed. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the group in general. I know you guys have been around for about 27 years now, correct?
Yes, actually. We just we had to stop and figure it out. Oh, my God, it's been that long. Yes, we have.
So how did all of this get started, and how has this evolved over the years?
Well, we actually started with Valerie Smith, the head of the Adult Services Department at Lorain Public Library. And back in the early, those earlier times, we a lot of the library patrons were coming in looking for help with home computers they were just getting. It was kind of a new thing to have a home computer at home. And she thought, well, if we start a group and get all the people together, they can help each other. And they won't depend on us so much. So she helped us get organized and start a little club that would meet once a week, once a month, and then later we met actually twice a month. And we had over 300 members in our heyday. We moved from the library to Gould Auditorium at the old St. Joseph's Hospital, and that was the time we had over 300 members. And recently we've moved to a church in Amherst for our meetings, and then for a few months, a church in Elyria, and now we're meeting at the Lorain High School at the Community Learning Center that LCCC has there. And we're using one of their labs, which is really nice and high tech, and we're thrilled to be there. And it's always open to the public. We have a lot of senior citizens who are members, and they come regularly, and it's a good place to come and get their questions answered. And the members help each other as well, and has a nice, strong socializing component, as it turns out.
I can imagine, yeah.
And we've covered all kinds of subjects. We've got lots of things planned in the future. Best Buy is going to come in and talk about security cameras for the home. We have a gentleman from Lorain County Community College going to be talking about Walt Disney and all the technology they use at Disney World nowadays, and he's worked there. We're going to have 3D printing available, and that kind of thing coming up in the future months. So it's always something different.
So what kinds of topics do you hit on exactly? You mentioned a few different things there, too. So, I mean, you guys do more than just computers, it sounds like. You guys hit on all different kinds of technology.
Yeah, it's kind of become technology as well as computers. You know, the younger people grew up with computers, we're finding. And so nowadays, they're more comfortable, a certain age range. And nowadays, so we cover scanners, cutting the cord on your cable, and so on, working in the cloud. We've had the High Oberlin FAA come out and talk about their National Weather Service. But, of course, everybody's using computers. So we never really stray too far from technology and computer use. We're just learning all the diverse ways it's part of everybody's life. We had the Amherst Police Department show us their cruiser, which is very high-tech, and, you know, they have the computers in it as many do today, and all the things and all the bells and whistles. We were very impressed. So everything, you know, comes back to using some kind of computer and technology. So we're just having fun exploring it and learning more and more about what's out there and what we can and how we can be a part of it.
Well, speaking of learning and exploring, of course, you'll teach the course tomorrow.
Yeah, how tomorrow to use Google I'm the one talking.
So is it
we rotate different people.
Google Photos, right? That's the primary subject of tomorrow's workshop.
Yeah, that will be. We're going to talk about, you know, storing your pictures in the cloud, your photos you take. Nowadays, with so many people using smartphones as their camera, you know, now how do I get them off my camera, and what do I do with them next? So Google Cloud is one of those options, so that's the one I'm going to kind of dig into a little. talk about how it automatically backups your photos you take. You can go back and back up photos that you have on memory cards and CDs and even floppy disks and add them to the Google Cloud there and have access to all of them. And they have a lot of tools there available, so you can crop them and lighten them, darken them, all kinds of fun things to do with them, and then share them, how to share them with family members and those you want to put on social media or whatever. So there's a lot to involve, so I'm going to introduce the subject and show people where, you know, how to get thinking of using this tool and what are some of the resources that they can come back to continue learning about it.
I would imagine it should be a lot of fun, too. And I would imagine that's really the kind of course, you know, I talk to a lot of folks who say they wish they knew how to do that stuff. They knew how to organize their photos and share them. And it's just so much different because, you know, if you grew up in a certain era, you had to take the pictures, then get them developed, then go get them, and then you could share them. But now it's just so easy. You take them with your phone or you take them with a digital camera and then you upload them. I mean, this is a relatively simple process, but, I mean, it might be simple to me, but for a lot of folks, I would imagine it can be a little bit intimidating to go through that process at first.
Right, and you end up with so many pictures, and then how do you find what you've got or what you want, and where is it? And Google is such a strong, you know, person in the search area, so they have all these tools available to help you automatically sort things by different subjects for you, by locations for you, by people, and helping you organize in spite of yourself.
Yeah.
And then we'll be talking a little bit about bringing in your pictures that you've taken that are in print or on slides and how to bring those in and get them digitized and incorporate them into this massive cloud for your easy access.
Sandy Ruth with the Lorain County Computer Users Group is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Now, you have a lot more going on than just that workshop tomorrow. You have a lot of other events coming up this month, including the annual picnic in a couple of weeks.
Right.
What's going on at the picnic?
We've been having an annual picnic for quite a few years, and lately we've been meeting at Lakeview Park, and where everybody brings a dish to share, more socializing. And we're going to have this year someone from the park system come and talk to us about, you know, what they're doing throughout the county on the parks area, what news happening. It's hard to keep up with all that there is in that arena. So we thought, well, let's have them come and talk to us after we eat. And that's what we'll be doing. Every third Tuesday, we have a problem-solving workshop, we call it, where people can bring in their laptop, actually bring in their PC, or their smartphone, or their tablet, or their ebook reader, and we have members there just to sit around and we help each other. And okay, let's see what's wrong with this. Let's see if we can get this going. Let me show you how to do this. And that's been a real boon to the members to have access to that kind of help.
Very
and
nice.
And that's on the third Tuesday of each month. Yeah. So
very cool. Another. For those who are interested in attending not only tomorrow's workshop, but any of the events you have coming up over the next few months, how can they get in touch with you and how can they find out more about what you do?
Right. Our webpage is lccug.com. That's, you know, the shortcut for Lorain County Computer Users Group, Lorain County Computer Users Group, lccug.com. And our old newsletters are there, all our current things. So the front page of our website always has the next two events coming up. The meetings are open to the public, so if you want to come in and you know, sit through a meeting or two and see if you want to become an official member, that's fine. But a lot of material is at our website, handouts we've had at our past meetings. Our old newsletters are there, can be found through our website. So I'd encourage people. We have a blog there that we use to share some information, a Facebook page and so on. And all that can be accessed starting at our webpage.
Okay, very cool. Well, Sandy, we appreciate you spending some time with us today. Best of luck not only with the workshop tomorrow, but with the picnic in a couple of weeks, too. It sounds like a lot of fun stuff. Thank you for joining us.
I hope the rain's over by then.
Yeah, it better be. Yeah, just wave your magic wand and make those rain clouds go away.
All right.
Thank you, Sandy.